Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wednesday, we're going to do our big holiday hoo-ha for our friends at the Salvation Army. They do the most good year-round. They try and raise all the money to do that this time of year. We have an online virtual goal and my kettle of $35,000. We're at about $3,500. We're about 10% there right now. Producer Elif, would you look for us, please, and give us the exact total? You can go to WGNradio.com, click on the John Williams page, and make a donation right now. Some folks have given $5. Some have given $100. Look at this. We're going to get a nice donation from the folks at Papa Nicholas. Talk about a Chicago institution. In fact, Michelle Vento is here. She's the marketing director of Papa Nicholas. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
Good. How are you, John? It's so good to be here.
By the way, we're not supposed to talk to him, but I'm going to anyway. Nick is sitting right next to you. How are you, Nick? Good. What's your last name, Nick?
Nicholas. I'm the grandson of the founder.
Well, congratulations. So is there really a Papa Nicholas?
Yeah.
And your name is Nick. Is the last name of the family Nicholas? No.
It's Papa Nicholas. Nicholas Papa Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, his grandson's name was Nicholas Papa Nicholas.
So we're going by the first name. So you carry the family name then as well. Yep. Are you in the family business too?
No.
No.
I'm still in school.
Oh, really? You're going to school. You look like you're old enough to be a young working professional in the coffee biz.
I wish.
Yeah. Well, it's sure been successful and popular brand.
I don't know. We'll see.
So are you guys just in Chicago or are you everywhere?
Yeah. So we're kind of a regional brand. We have a lot of Midwest loyalty, but we're expanding outside of the Midwest pretty rapidly. And we're hoping to bring our coffee to everyone, even though we are a Chicago brand.
What do you sell more of? Like retail to people who cook it at home, or do you do more like we do here? We have the machine and I drink the Papa Nicholas all day long.
Yeah, so like we have tons of service sectors. We do offices, we do convenience stores, a lot of local restaurants. We also sell grocery to online retailers, and we really have an ability to reach a lot of different markets.
There's some lousy coffee out there. Then when you get a really good cup of coffee at work,
you know it.
I don't have to spend what other people are spending down the street because it's right there.
Absolutely.
At least that's our setup here at the radio station. And by the way, our Papa Nicholas here is free to the employees. I don't know who's paying
you
for it.
You got so lucky.
I shouldn't even say that because if they hear that, somebody upstairs is going to go or downstairs is going to go, I'll cut that cost. But I'm telling you, it's a great luxury. It's a great perk for us here because we sure enjoy the coffee
all
day long.
Absolutely. I'm so glad.
Oh, I am too. In fact, shortly after we came to Chicago, somebody gave us a pound of that and said, "You're in Chicago. This is the coffee to drink."
It absolutely is.
Papa Nicholas. Yeah. By the way, you guys are making a donation for my virtual kettle. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We love partnering with local organizations and feeding back into our local community. It's so awesome.
It sounds like, I don't know, I don't want to say cliche because I think if you do it, then it's quite sincere. But I think local businesses in the Chicago area that have a real brand, have a real footprint here, really do contribute back to a lot of organizations.
You have to.
I think you do. And I think it's not only smart from a business standpoint, but I think you guys must also feel almost a sense of obligation, like this is what a responsible civic partner does, right?
It for does, sure. and for the city that we love. You know, we love Chicagoland. We've been here for so long, and just any way that we can partner and give back, it really is our obligation as citizens here to do that.
I'm going to put $1,000 from you guys in my virtual kettle. Is
absolutely
that correct?
Absolutely. That, yep.
Nick, you're paying attention to all of this, right?
Yes.
What are you studying, by the way?
Studying communications and minoring in film.
Film. Oh, no kidding. Really? You want to be a filmmaker?
Maybe.
We'll see. Do a documentary about the family business. How many generations does it go back then? Is it your grandfather's? Is that where it started?
Yep.
Yeah. So what year? Is there a year of origination off the top of your head you guys know?
He founded Papa Nicholas Coffee Company in the 80s, but his family and Nick's family has actually been roasting and blending coffee for 100 years now.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so it's really in their blood. It's a legacy. Mm-hmm.
Sure is in Chicagoland. Okay, we'll ring the register with your name on it on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Thank you both for coming in, and congratulations. Continued success with Papa Nicholas.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. We're so glad you love the coffee.
We sure do.